Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. It's summertime in the first state, a time when many of us head to the beaches. But on your way to the surf and sand, you'll likely pass through one of the state's most threatened habitats, its marshes and wetlands. DenRec recently released a map charting marsh migration, how wetlands are moving inland as sea levels rise, and how migrating marshes are bumping up against growing development. This week, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny chats with DenRec environmental scientist Allison Rogerson about the map and what it tells us.
Before we get to the marsh migration map, let me ask about the importance of wetlands and marshes to the state's ecosystem.
Wetlands are very important to our ecosystem for so many reasons. They provide wonderful habitat for both wildlife and plants. And some of those wildlife, some of those animals are commercially viable. So, you know, coastal wetlands provide nursery habitat for young fish and shellfish. That's supporting our economy. They're protecting our shorelines, protecting us from harsh weather and some flooding. They're beautiful to look at. They're rich. They are great storage for carbon. So in these days with climate and everything, carbon storage is really important. And water filtration. It's really hard for folks to imagine that something as like dirty and muddy as a wetland could clean your water. But honestly, the way they're built, they filter water. And as water filters down through all of those hydric soils, they're holding back contaminants. And so they're really important for water quality as well. And that's really important for everyone these days.
Could you talk a little bit about some of the species we have here in Delaware that are dependent on wetlands and on marshland for their habitat?
For coastal wetlands, we have a lot of species that are getting attention right now, such as salt marsh sparrows, some that are becoming a little more imperiled because of rising water levels and loss of habitat. So we have lots of herons and egrets and even gulls. You know, I don't think folks really realize that gulls will nest down in wetland grasses. So these coastal wetlands are really important for all of those birds. And then moving into like our forested or our freshwater habitats, we have a wonderful array of freshwater mussels that exist in our freshwater rivers and streams, as well as these unique isolated forested ponds. They're habitat to a lot of endemic species, both plant species, some really neat flowers and grasses that are specialized endemic to Delaware, as well as a lot of frogs and salamanders that are very specialized to these wetland habitats. And they rely on them only for breeding grounds and for laying eggs. And without them, we would lose, you know, a lot of really rich species.
And I wonder, what's sort of the state of our marshes and wetlands right now in terms of their overall health?
So through mapping efforts, which we update every 10 to 15 years, we are able to track acreage of wetlands across Delaware. And we do know that over several decades of doing this and repeating this, that we are on a trend where we are losing wetlands statewide, both in freshwater and tidal wetlands. And honestly, the causes of those losses have continued to be consistent over decades. So we are losing coastal wetlands to erosion and some natural forces. You know, development in coastal areas has been more controlled and regulated, but in non-tidal or freshwater wetlands, we're seeing wetland conversion to development and ag and for some forestry purposes as well. That's in terms of acreage. And then in terms of condition, that's something that we have been tracking, like watershed by watershed. We go out and we visit a handful of, you know, a slew of random wetland points in every watershed and rate, you know, the plant community and the hydrology there and what's in the buffer right around them. And are these wetlands able to perform these services that we spoke about in the beginning, these great ecosystem services? And it varies on where you are in the state, but, you know, we are seeing a lot of encroachment on buffers. We could use some more buffers on wetlands that allow them to do the wonderful services to their best, their fullest capacity. And, you know, we have lost some, so just direct conversion. And we have a lot of roads. You know, Delaware is a booming state. We have a lot of development, and so roads are coming in. We have with that some invasive species. And then we're a low-lying state, and we are trying to have a lot of development, and, you know, we have a lot of agriculture as well. And so we have an extensive system of drainage, and so that's impacting wetlands. You know, I think from that standpoint, we want to get water off of our land as quickly as possible. But from a wetland standpoint, we want that water to hold and soak in and everything. So they're kind of against each other.
Yeah, I think that's an important point that you make, and one that might often be overlooked. It's about more than just the acreage. It's about diversity of species, the hydrology, all of these different factors, because you can have a bunch of unhealthy wetlands, right?
Yes, that is. So the mission for our program is to increase the acreage and function of wetlands in Delaware, because both are so important. And you can have direct impacts where you just straight out lose wetlands for their being just converted to another land use. But you can also have a lot of indirect impacts that reduce that wetland's ability to do all those wonderful services.
So you've updated the marsh migration map. What is marsh migration?
Marsh migration is a wonderful process where, coastal wetlands in particular, the plants that live in wetlands along the coast have a certain, they have certain criteria and conditions that they want to live under. And as sea levels are rising, as water levels are rising, they are becoming more inundated or more flooded over time, and they're becoming stressed. And higher upland habitat is becoming more suitable for them. And so they start to grow. They're inching towards the upland and growing in higher elevation areas because the water, like they're moving with the water as water levels rise. And unfortunately, that means that the existing or the previous wetlands that are becoming more inundated and more stressed, they eventually will become flooded and will die off. And that is a wetland loss. And so the process of migration is that wetlands, tidal wetlands are really creeping upland where areas are suitable for them, which is a wonderful process because, as we've just talked about, these coastal wetlands are so important. I mean, wetlands are important in general, but coastal wetlands are especially important because they are protecting our coasts. And we're having more frequent and more intense coastal storms. And these coastal wetlands are really able to buffer us from a lot of the dangerous wave energy and protecting our property and our infrastructure that are behind them.
I want to just kind of posit something to you and see if I'm on the right track. I'm picturing our coastal wetlands as being kind of this strip along the coast, and I feel like they're being pressured on two sides, from the ocean side because of rising sea levels, but then also from the landward side in terms of development and trying to create new land for housing, for agriculture, for whatever. Is that a fair way to think about this, that they're getting squeezed?
Absolutely. Yes. And that is something that we really focus on, is that there is the potential for wetlands to migrate upland into newly suitable habitat, but only if that property and those areas are available. And so we talk a lot about land use is a big factor in areas that wetlands can migrate into, and having soft or natural shorelines and habitat that can undergo this habitat change. And so yes, roads, impervious surfaces, development are going to be a hard stop and going to prevent these wetlands from migrating inland. And that is a concern for sure. They're feeling it on both sides. They're being squeezed from the water side by rising water levels, but in places they are restricted from migrating by land use and other conditions.
What are some of the findings from the updated marsh migration map?
We approach this because we felt like we're all aware, we're living in a coastal state and we're aware of rising sea levels and water levels, and we're not just hearing it, we're actually seeing it, we're feeling it, we're living it every day. And that's important for so many folks. And so we wanted to, instead of being kind of feeling helpless and uneasy about this happening and kind of out of control, and what does this mean for my property or my farmland or infrastructure, important things in our communities, we wanted to provide some information that could help us plan ahead and understand what's going on. And so the findings are really supposed to be something that can be used to educate, because some folks don't even know what marsh migration is. They hear about sea level rise. They maybe are already seeing signs of it. They just don't understand what they're seeing. And so trying to just bring more awareness and exposure to this, to what is happening along our coast, and then putting more information behind that and showing them, here are the areas that are we find to be most suitable for potential wetlands in the future, and therefore what can we do to prepare for them. So, we found from the model that there were over 34,000 acres of suitable land along our coast in Delaware for future migration. And that's varying levels. That's like minimally all the way to highly suitable. And then when we pare that down to really just the most suitable property, because we really want to focus on the best of the best first, that's about 21,000 acres. So the, and most of that was in Kent and Sussex County, which is understandable. That's where most of our wetlands are. That's where most of our land is. So that makes sense. And we also found that what was really shocking to us, I think, and really informative for how we move forward, is that 65% of that highly suitable land, those 21,000 acres, is privately owned and therefore unprotected. And, you know, to be, make sure that it's natural and soft to allow that migration. And so in terms of management and messaging, it's really important for us to recognize that. It was also really important for us to recognize that in terms of land use, where are these wetlands most likely to migrate into? A third of them were already in, are existing in farmland or agriculture. And another third of them are already in nine tidal or freshwater wetlands. And then about another 15% are currently forests. So it's important for us to know what type of habitat these wetlands are going to migrate into, so then we can approach the correct and the appropriate audiences.
Thanks to Denrek environmental scientist Allison Rogerson and our Martin Matheny for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, Arts Playlist, where Martin Matheny rejoins us to bring us his conversation with the Delaware Symphony Orchestra's new music director. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.